From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Mackey this week. There are some pretty big changes in the U.S. Postal Service that could be hitting close to home soon. The Postal Service has been figuring out how to modernize its work and save some money in the process. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has been spearheading that effort under a 10-year plan that the Postal Service calls Delivering for America. In recent months, the Postal Service has been reviewing several processing and distribution center facilities in communities across Illinois, including the Quad Cities, Peoria, Champaign, and Springfield. Now, those facilities are set to remain open, but their operations could change, and that has raised concerns from some community members. There's a lot to unpack about all of this, and certainly there's a place for discussing the politics behind it. But for today, we're going to focus on what people inside the Postal Service are experiencing. With me now are two leaders of local branches of the National Association of Letter Carriers. They're both letter carriers themselves. Scott Haney is president of Branch 31 in Peoria. Scott, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Laura Friedman, president of Branch 318, based in Moline in the Quad Cities. Laura, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we invite you to join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. What does the Postal Service mean to you? How have you noticed mail changes through the years? If you're in one of the areas where changes are proposed, what do you think of the plans or what questions do you have? The number again, 800-222-9455. So I'd like to hear from both of you. How long have you been with the Postal Service? And in that time, what kinds of changes have you noticed? Laura, let's start with you.
I was hired on in 2012. One of the changes I've noticed has been the dramatic shift in delivering more parcel volume than letter-sized mail.
Has that been overall a positive or a negative, or has it been a mixed bag?
It's a mixed bag. It definitely takes a little bit longer to deliver parcels, but, I mean, I'm glad that we have that revenue coming in.
And how about you, Scott? What kinds of changes have you noticed, and how long have you been with the Postal Service yourself?
I started in the fall of 1998, so I'm over 25 years. And a lot of the changes that I've seen in that time are, I echo what Laura said. There's definitely been a decrease in letter mail and magazines and things like that, and an increase in parcels. And really, what she said echoes true. It takes a little bit longer for packages. There's definitely a shift going on as kind of away from quote unquote traditional mail.
So it sounds like less snail mail, way more packages because people are ordering stuff online. Were there impacts from the COVID pandemic that are still lingering today?
Well, actually, if there's a positive that came out of the COVID pandemic, there was a greater shift to shipping packages, including medicines and prescriptions and things like that. And as Laura said, we're happy to have the revenue. And I know, like, for example, like the VA clinics around the state almost exclusively use the Postal Service for first class mail to deliver medicines to veterans.
Laura, let's get into some of the specific changes that the Postal Service is looking at for some of these Illinois facilities, as I mentioned. Can you walk us through these changes sort of at a high level?
What they're discussing doing is taking our local processing and distribution plant and moving the processing and distribution aspect of it out to Des Moines and moving the delivery services from a lot of the cities surrounding this center, having us deliver out of that facility instead of processing the mail in the facility. Right now, the plant that's located close to Moline processes a lot of our local mail. So we can have a pretty quick turnaround on people mailing within the immediate area. Whereas now it has to go, it would have to go out to Des Moines to be processed and then come back to the facility for us to deliver. So it could take longer for people to receive things that they're mailing.
Yeah, so I understand that as of right now, Peoria, Champaign, you mentioned Quad Cities area. If someone mails a letter to someone who's in that same town, it gets processed locally. It doesn't get shipped far away and then have to come back. In your case, it would be shipping out to Des Moines, getting processed there, and being returned back to the Quad Cities area if these under these new changes. And I believe in Champaign and Peoria, the mail would get shipped up to the Chicagoland area and then be redirected back. And Springfield, I believe, is going to St. Louis. Scott, is there anything more you'd add to that in terms of how these changes are expected to come to pass and how you're expecting changes to look in Peoria, where you are?
You both actually hit it pretty much on the nose from what I've been told as well. The discussion would be, yes, the Peoria, possibly all the Peoria processing would go up to South Suburban. There's also been some talking about where limited processing could occur in Peoria, and not everything would be shipped or go up to South Suburban or the Chicagoland area. As I'm talking right now, that's what I know. I mean, there's nothing concrete, no dates set, nothing of that nature. So I think right now, as far as I know, it's just a discussion.
I want to share a few of the text messages that we received from our listeners, which, by the way, you can join our texting group by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Karen in Champaign wrote to say, there's no way that the proposed hub and spoke model make the mail more efficient than the network model with more direct connections, especially in a state where we have tornadoes, snowstorms, traffic near Chicago, all things that would slow down a single artery. I think the post office plan should separate the two things, do the deferred maintenance and skip the reorganization of how and where the mail is sorted. So the concern, obviously, is that if the mail is traveling a longer distance, then there's more factors that could potentially cause delays. But Karen mentioned something also about maintenance. And Scott, I wonder if you could elaborate on some of the proposed upgrades that are in this plan, as far as you understand what the plan is.
To be honest, I'm not the person to ask. I don't have any idea what would be discussed. I know that if in fact they were to bring multiple cities and work, you know, letter carriers out of the Peoria building that currently houses the processing and distribution facilities, there are renovations that would have to occur to accommodate letter carriers, such as, you know, entry and egress points, pushing equipment out to the trucks to load, examples like that. So, but as far as actual physical changes and upgrades, I'm out of the loop on that one.
Are there upgrades that you feel are needed just due to changes over time?
Again, it really depends on what the Postal Service is going to do with this facility, with the Peoria Processing and Distribution Facility. I know they've continually done upgrades here, but I don't work out of this building, so I'm not the person to really ask.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman, and we're talking today about some possible changes to the way that the U.S. Postal Service operates in several cities throughout Illinois. The Postal Service, as our guest Scott was just mentioning, is looking into repurposing several processing and distribution centers in communities like the Quad Cities, Peoria, Champaign, and Springfield. We're speaking with two letter carriers who are also leaders of local branches of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Laura Friedman leads branch 318 in Moline, and also with us is Scott Haney, who leads branch 31 in Peoria. One more text message we received from Karen in Simpson, Illinois. She says, the U.S. Post Office, where do I start? I live in a very rural area of southeastern Illinois. Our mail local post office sends our mail to St. Louis, already 158 miles away. So if I mail a card to a neighbor or the water bill, it travels over 300 miles to be delivered within 5 miles of my house. Living in a rural area, we rely on the USPS so much, and I am saddened and angry over what is being done to dismantle the Postal Service. Also from Franny in Hinckley, which is in DeKalb County, she says, I didn't know the mail was changing. And she goes on, I've been on a rural route for 40 years. Other than major snowstorms, the mail has been very reliable, and I can't complain. Thanks for those comments, Franny and Karen. Laura, do you find that there's been much awareness about these changes even happening in the first place about the proposal?
I think the average person is not quite as in tune to the functions of the Postal Service. I think the average person wouldn't really know as much about it. For them, it's just sort of a routine thing. They get their mail daily and like clockwork a lot of times. So I don't believe most people are aware that these changes are potentially being implemented.
Do you, either of you, have concerns over what the changes could mean, not just for mail delivery, but impact on local jobs? Scott, any thoughts on that?
Again, I don't know quite really how to answer, because I mean, obviously, if the processing facility were to close here in Peoria, I don't think you're necessarily, you might lose some jobs here, but they would transfer to other facilities. So I don't, you know, would the clerks be willing, would some of those employees be willing to transfer to the other facilities? I don't know. Now, the one thing that I'm kind of torn with is that if they do bring in letter carriers and rural letter carriers to work under one large roof, like the Peoria facility, it would actually add letter carrier jobs because there would be increased travel times to get to the routes. So kind of a double-edged sword for me.
Yeah, Laura, your perspective on that?
I mean, I know it could add to routes. It kind of depends. I represent carriers in cities that are a little bit further out of the immediate Quad Cities area, and they've discussed bringing some of their delivery into our local plant. But I've talked to a number of carriers that if that does happen and their routes get moved and their commute time gets added to a point, they would just find employment elsewhere. So there could be a turnover in people wanting to stay with their routes and add that commute time, or they might find something else. It could impact people's jobs to a point where they might not want to stick with it.
Our producer, Christine Hatfield, reached out to the Postal Service for comment, and Tim Norman, spokesperson for the USPS in Illinois, pointed us to a press release and also an FAQ. And one of the questions on the FAQ was, will there be employee layoffs? And the answer on the website is there will be no career employees laid off as a result of this facility review and any resultant changes that we make. But to your point, Laura, it sounds like if people are reassigned, or their route changes, or they're asked to relocate, there might be some ripple effects from that, from employees not wanting the reassignment and then therefore maybe choosing to leave, in which case it wouldn't be a layoff, but it would still be potentially a loss of a person's job. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
Tim Norman, that spokesperson for USPS in Illinois, also sent us the press release, which says the Delivering for America plan includes initiatives to improve organizational and operational processes and actively make the Postal Service an efficient, high-performing, world-class logistics and delivery provider. Improvements to postal operations will enhance the level of service provided to the public, drive innovation, and enable a broader array of postal products and services, enhance organizational competitiveness, improve efficiency, and lower the cost to operate, and provide better workplaces and careers for postal service employees. We're coming up on a break in our show, but we will keep this conversation going for a few more minutes on the other side of the break. If you have thoughts, if you have questions, you can join us by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. I'm speaking with Laura Friedman, who leads Branch 318 of the National Association of Letter Carriers, and also Scott Haney, who leads Branch 31 in Peoria. They're both letter carriers themselves. Do call in, share your thoughts and questions. We'd love to hear from you, and stay with us. This is The 21st. This is The 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman. We're talking about possible changes to the way the U.S. Postal Service operates in several cities throughout Illinois. The service is looking into repurposing several processing and distribution centers in communities like the Quad Cities, Peoria, Champaign, and Springfield. I'm speaking with Laura Friedman and Scott Haney. Both are branch leaders of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Laura is in Moline in the Quad Cities, and Scott is with us in Peoria. Laura, we were speaking earlier about the lack of awareness around these possible changes, but where people do know about them, it seems many people are fairly passionate about the topic. What do you make of the support for keeping postal operations the way they are, for not making these changes?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Oh, I guess there seem to be a lot of people who are very passionate. We got many text messages of people who are concerned. When you hear that kind of support for the, you know, keeping things the way they are, I'm just curious to hear what you make of that.
It makes me proud that so many people are supportive of us and what we do. I know the customers I see on a regular basis, have a great rapport with them. I know if something were to happen, like with a snowstorm, and we miss delivery for a day or so, I get a lot of people questioning it. And so I know when people support what we do, and I'm happy for that.
Yeah, we got a text message from Steven in Urbana who says, for 68 cents, I can send a letter anywhere in the U.S. with great confidence. It will arrive in a reasonable amount of time. This is the only service in the U.S. government provides that I have such a high level of confidence in. Please do not change it. Not everyone shared that view. Lloyd in Danville texted us to say, I think that mail service should be privatized. Living in a digital world, how can traditional mail survive? But Christopher in Brimfield said the U.S. Postal Service is a crown jewel of the government. I know some politicians want to see it privatized. Tell them to read the Constitution and leave it alone. And for the record, that's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 7 of the Constitution says the Congress shall have power to establish post offices and post roads. And that gives the Postal Service the implied authority to carry, deliver, and regulate the mail of the United States as a whole. We have a caller on the line, on line 2 in Champaign. Laura, go ahead. Are you with us?
Hi.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. I just wanted to point out, and I missed the very beginning of this program, so forgive me if it's already been touched on, but if these changes go into place, the little towns connected to a place, let's say nearby to Champaign or Springfield, that are going to have the going to turn into these processing centers where they send it to, let's say, to Chicago, it's not going to delay what's happening in Champaign, but the rural carriers at the little tiny post offices nearby, they are going to be required to drive their own vehicles to go to the facility such as Champaign, load up the mail and the packages they have to deliver, go back to the rural communities to deliver them, and then if they can't fit it all in their car, which is getting harder to do with all the Amazon packages they have to pick up, they will have to drive back again, load up again, and then go back to the rural area. It could be 30 miles or more one way. And the wear and tear on the vehicle, the wear and tear on their bodies. It's my understanding that often they are not allowed to use dollies and other equipment to help them when they're lifting this really heavy stuff. I know someone who has said, who works in the postal system, I'm not going to give their name, they have said, we've had it, you know, we just can't do more. We're going to have to quit. They don't want to quit. They love their customers. They love what they do. But it's going to affect everybody if this change goes into place. And the other thing I was just also going to point out again, with the heavy load of Amazon packages, that is greatly impacting them so that they're having to deliver this, and it impacts their ability to deliver the letter mail, the pharmaceuticals, the medicine that people get. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out. And also, again, this is unofficial, but it's my understanding that already at Champaign, they're starting to lay concrete and make changes as if this change is going to happen, even before these it's been officially approved. So I just wonder if it's just going to happen and there's nothing we can do about it. I hope that's not the case.
Laura in Champaign, thank you so much for your call. And I recognize that's confusing to you, Laura. Laura Friedman, who leads Branch 318 of the National Association of Letter Carriers in Moline. This is a point that you did make. Did you want to share anything more in response to Laura in Champaign, some of the concerns? Have you heard similar concerns from carriers in your area?
I have. Some of the cities that I represent carriers in are some of the smaller cities. They're as city carriers, there are fewer of them than there are of rural carriers. So it's the same concerns other than they have postal issued vehicles, so it's not as big of an issue. But yeah, it's the whole issue of driving back and forth. And I don't know, they're very they're not saying how many offices they would be looking at moving in or out. So it's kind of a thing that's hanging over everyone's head at this moment.
It seems like there's a lot of questions and a lot of information that not just the community, but even the workers are still waiting for. I just wanted to end with one more question to each of you. I wonder if we could start with you, Laura.
Okay.
What does the Postal Service mean to your community?
To the community? In our immediate area, I know that we are the ones that are more regularly delivering packages and medication and things like that. Like I said, I see the same people. I have a rapport with the same people. I'm not entirely sure a lot of people would be able to identify another delivery service, but when we're consistently at every address every day, you kind of develop a connection with people. So I know if I'm off a route for a length of time, and the next time I'm out there, I get a lot of questions and concerns about where I've been. So
absolutely.
I mean, I know people are watching us and appreciate what we do.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. That's Laura Friedman. She leads the Branch 318 of the National Association of Letter Carriers in Moline. Thanks for joining us, Laura. And we did lose Scott Haney, but also thank you to you, Scott. If you're out there listening, Scott leads Branch 31 of the National Association of Letter Carriers in Peoria. Scott and Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today.